It's good to see you all. Mass for the school. Again, thank you for our students, and your reading, your singing. Every week, it's better and better and better. So keep up the great work as we come to Mass. Because now, whose house are we in right now? Whose house are we in? God's house. Yes, we come here. What do we do if we're here? What are some of the things we do? Let's see. Yes, Wesley. What do we do here?
Listen to the Bible.
Yep.
Learn about God.
Receive communion.
That's a big one. Who are going to your first communion this weekend? Who is it?
Nick.
You coming for first communion this Sunday? Nick. Who else? Is Nick? Anybody else? Here's something to remember. We have a lot of brothers and sisters here, and we're in different churches, right? Do you know that if you're here, for some of you that haven't had communion, you come with a blessing, right, at church? Do you know that you're receiving gifts from God in grace? His gifts in the spiritual world? For instance, sometimes I kind of laugh in my heart, because we might have somebody that comes to a Mass on a Saturday that never comes to church or just does something really bad things, and they'll come up right to the Eucharist and grab the host. And then that'll be, they don't really care if they're Catholic. You might have somebody that's Lutheran at the church praying, they come to Mass at their only church every week, they read the Bible, they pray, and they don't receive the communion because we're in different churches. That person might be receiving more grace than the Catholic that is sinning or that is doing really bad things. So I always think that if we're here in our school, when we come to church or Mass, you're receiving grace because you're here to pray. God's house. Everybody. Whether or not you can receive the Holy Communion. Now I want to show the second part. Nicholas, come up please. Is that all right? I want to give you a couple of things. Let me stand right here. Alright, this is a good thing for you guys and our adults. Okay, because I think you already wanted this. What are you receiving this weekend? Communion. Who is it? Jesus. The body and your dominant. When we receive the communion, okay? So the chalice is pretty easy. The blood of Christ, you're going to put a chalice in your mouth. That's pretty easy, right? If you can't, we try to make sure you don't drop the chalice. But obviously, the second part, the blood of Christ. How can you do, if you come to me and I have the host, and I say the body of Christ, how are ways you can do that? How can you receive the communion? What do you do with your hands? Alright, that's perfect. Why don't you show everyone that? Okay, when we receive communion, we want one hand over the other one, right? And the other part is, with you and Nick, imagine your height. Now imagine somebody that's 7 feet tall. Can they put their hands this high so that I have to reach? Well, no, you kind of want to look at where you're putting your hand. So if I have the subordinate or the bowl with Jesus, you want to put your hands that level. Okay, so lift it up a little bit. See that? All that's the body of Christ like that? I've seen so many different things as adults. Somebody might just grab them. Or they make their hands like this. It's like, if I'm standing like that, how do I put the holes? What hand? I don't know. You put one on the other one. Just like that. Easy. Now the other part you can do when you receive communion, where else? You know? What about your mouth? Yeah. You can just open your mouth. That's an easy one too, because then the person that helps
put the horse in your mouth.
Either way, I always laugh at the kids and adults who, if you're receiving on your tongue, it's kind of like catching drops of the rain. That's not what it is. Thank you, Nick. Nice work, Dominic. Thank you. Again, receiving God's house for everybody is a time of grace. We have our first communion this weekend, and we know that all of us, when we come to God's house, we're receiving the communion to do it well, with our hands or our mouth. And if we're receiving a blessing, what are we receiving? Grace, gifts, knowing His love for each and every one of us. So please stand, and those that are doing the reading, please come forward with your session.